Good morning. Welcome to worship here at St. John's Christian Church on this blessed February Sunday morning as snow is softly falling outside right now. I do have a few announcements to share this morning. Obviously, with it being a new month, that means we are now supporting a new mission a month. This month, we are supporting the Archbold Fish Food Pantry. So you can, as to usual, we have the donation bin out in the chapel narthex where we will accept food donations that will go directly to the pantry. And then you can also leave financial gifts on your offering envelope. As you'll see on page 9 in your bulletin, senior high youth are still taking pre-orders in the sanctuary narthex after worship for our Super Bowl sub sale fundraiser. Subs can be picked up after both services of worship next Sunday, February 9th. You have the option to choose from turkey, ham, or roast beef. And each sub will be made up with the basics of cheese and lettuce and will provide extra toppings, condiments, cookies, chips, and pickle spears to take home with you. This will be, we'll just simply be accepting a free will donation at the time of pickup next Sunday. I just want to say we've been really blessed in previous years with the church's support of this annual fundraiser. We look forward to putting the funds to use this year towards the summer mission trip, as well as offsetting the cost of some of our fellowship outings. These fellowship outings provide our teens with a fun and unique experience to more often than not get off of church premise. So like the walleye game last weekend, while these are typically just seen as fun outings, there is a major benefit to these for our teens. What these do is it helps build those fun moments, that laughter, those memories, so that when we are together on Sunday mornings in our Sunday school classes or sitting down and doing small groups or devotionals, we have some of that trust built between each other to have deeper faith conversations. So I want to continue to thank the congregation for your direct support of ministries like that for our teens. Finally, I'd like to remind you that St. John's continues to provide the free gift of Right Now Media, which is an online video library of over 20,000 Bible studies, illustrations, videos. Basically, consider it your online streaming service of Bible studies, right? It is free to everyone in the church. You can find details of how to sign up for that if you haven't already on page 9 of your bulletin. You can also contact Gloria in the church office if you have any questions. This morning's opening scripture comes from Psalm 63, verses 1 through 4, which can be found on the screen above or page 4 of your bulletin. Hear now from Psalm 63, 1 through 4. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water, I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. Please join me and lift up your own hands in praise as we pray together this morning. Lord, today we come to you humbly in prayer. We are hardwired to seek you. We desire to know you, to feel your presence in our lives, to know your love. And you've afforded us such a blessing in our ability to communicate with you through prayer. When we're lost, when we need restoration, when we rejoice in thanksgiving, we have the privilege to turn to you, our Father. This morning, we humbly offer ourselves to you as your servants and children, giving you all glory and honor and praise. Amen. And as we come into our time of worship this morning, I invite you to listen or sing along to the words in our call to worship as we sing to prepare the way for the coming of our King. And when that day comes, every knee will bow, the lost will be restored, the grave shall be no more, and all the church will roar, Amen. The King is coming.
Spirit and the bride together test. justified. All things shall be made right. Amen. The law shall be restored. The grave shall be no more. And all the church will roar.
Is your love, O Lord, and it talks about his love reaching to the heavens, faithfulness stretching to the sky. But not only does his love reach up, but it also reaches down, like we're going to learn about with Jonah today. And also our second song will be Holy Forever, and it starts off with 1,000 generations. That is a lot of generations up in heaven worshiping God, and one day we will be there as well. But may we also remember our holiness, and what we do here on earth is to point people to the kingdom of God. Tim Tebow once said, let's make heaven crowded. So I hope that is our mission today as we go out into the world, is to preach the word in season and out. Please rise as you're able and join us in our next two songs.
And I invite children forward for the children's message. Good morning. You look like you're a pretty smart group. Can I ask you some tough questions? Sure, I like that. Someone said sure. Really, only one difficult question. What is prayer? Can you tell me what prayer is? Praising the Lord? Sending a message to God. I've never heard it said that way before. That's pretty cool. Sending a message to God. Whose message? Our message. So in prayer, it's having a conversation with God. So we are sending him a message. We're talking to God about what our thoughts are. Maybe we're praying to God, asking him for a good day. Maybe we're praying for a friend who's been sick. Maybe we're praying that it's going to snow all day long and there'll be no school tomorrow. You would not pray for that, would you? Praying that you'd have enough food, thanking God for the food you eat, for the clothes that you have, for the gifts and the abilities that you get to do. So prayer is sending a message to God and praising God. Now, I want you to think of one activity that you do every day. Think of one thing that you do every day.
Play.
What's that?
Play.
Play. How many hours a day do you play? At 8 o'clock service, a child said that they practice basketball 1 hour a day. Can you think of something that you do for 1 hour a day? Color? What else? Play? Okay. Anybody else do something for an hour a day? How many of you go to school for an hour a day or even longer? How many of you play games? Is that part of play? How many of you read? Okay. What I was told recently is to think about one activity that you do for an hour a day because it's pretty important to you. And believe it or not, God would want you to spend an hour in prayer. That's how much God wants to hear from us. Now, that type of prayer doesn't mean we have to sit still with our eyes closed and our heads bowed and prayed. I've said it before, I pray when I'm driving down the road. My eyes are open, I'm paying attention, but I'm talking to God because there's times when I say my prayer out loud and if I'm by myself, I might even sing a song. Nobody else can hear but God. So that's part of my prayer time. I can sit here in a pew, I can sit at home, I can be out in my workshop, and I can pray. And the challenge is try to pray for an hour a day. Not all at once.
Pray to God.
It can be 5 minutes here, it can be 10 minutes there, but try to think about praying for an hour a day. And here's a little guide sheet that you can take home, and you can put this in your bedroom, you can put this on your refrigerator. If you have a Bible, you can put it in your Bible. But it's a little card that offers you some thoughts, about how and what you can be praying for. You can thank God. You can pray for something that you want or need. You can pray for others. You can praise God. And just try to use this as a guide to spend some time in prayer each and every day. All right, how about we pray? God, I thank you for these children, and I thank you for your love for all children of the world. And we just pray that in our conversations with you, as we send you messages, as we share our hopes and our dreams and our thoughts, Lord, we just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. If you're in Logos Choir, you're staying here, and if not, you're going back to wherever you came from.
Sorry, we had to discuss something because when we warmed up this morning, we didn't have very many. And you guys were going to help us out, but I think they can do it. So we're going to try it, right?
So I'm going to do a lead.
Prayer, joys, concerns, and requests are on page 10 in the bulletin. Would share that Tim Laird's surgery got delayed or postponed, so it'll be a little while before that happens, and hopefully they'll find out and let us know. So prayers continue for Tim, and would also add Chloe Merrillett. We've prayed for her over the years, Roger and Kay Merrillett's granddaughter, having some tests going on and showing some things. There's a lot of negatives about, tests are coming back negative as they try to figure out some infection stuff. One big concern is she continues to lose weight, and she needs to be gaining weight. So let's pray for Chloe. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Lord, in the blessing of our time of worship this morning, we bow before you. Scripture teaches us that you are always listening. In fact, Scripture teaches us that you know what's in our minds, each of our minds at the same time, before we even say them on our tongue. And so, Lord, you know what's going on in our minds. You know how we're feeling. You know the reasons for our joy. You know the causes of our concerns. Lord, as we share this time of prayer with you, I pray that each of our minds would be led by the truth of the gospel, to love you, to love your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, to love the presence of the Spirit in our lives, and to love one another, to love those that are easy to love, and to love, as the gospel says, to love our enemies. Those individuals that think different or act differently than we do, whatever might cause them in our mind to be an enemy, Lord, you challenge us through the grace of Jesus Christ to love everyone. And so I pray that your Spirit would guide us in our interactions with one another. Lord, as we think about being your disciples, in the ministry of discipleship within the kingdom and within the church, I pray for the guidance of your Holy Spirit to rest upon us all, for the opportunities that you give us, young and old, and everywhere in between, whether that's next door to where we live, whether that's on a trip or on a vacation, wherever we might be sent by you, Lord, may we rely on your love, may we rely upon your grace, to honor you and to glorify you. Lord, in our time of prayer this morning, we lift up to you Chloe Merrillett and her parents and grandparents. We pray for the team of physicians and nurses and technicians that are tending to Chloe's case. And Lord, we just pray that in your wisdom, you would reveal to them ways to bring health and healing to her body. Lord, we pray for Tim as surgery was delayed. Lord, may you give him patience. May that surgery happen to bring healing to his body. Lord, we pray for the ministries of St. John's and the ministries of our community and the ministries of churches in our community, that collectively and together we would just continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ, for the word of salvation that comes to those who know and believe and trust in him. Lord, hear us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.